Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 26th, 2017. The result of the federal election will have an impact on how parties will work together in the next legislation period. The SPD announced Sunday night that they do not want to continue the so-called Great Coalition of the two biggest parties, CDU, CSU, and the SPD. This leaves the CDU-CSU with the Green Party and the FDP, as the Linke and the AfD are both considered too extreme in their political views. This so-called Jamaica coalition, inspired by the party colors black, green, and yellow, would be a novelty, but is needed to form a majority. It has to be seen if the three parties can find a common line. There are some common interests between the two smaller parties, for example, on digitalization, modernization of infrastructure, and civil rights, but also many differences in views on refugee politics, weapon exports, and climate change politics. Some politicians from both smaller parties already voiced openness for exploratory talks, but others, like the directly elected Green candidate for Kreuzberg, Canan Bayron, expressed that they won't support a Jamaica coalition. In Sunday's election, Berlin was the last state to count and deliver the votes. The preliminary final result was delivered at 3:44 in the morning. A software error was the reason for the delay. The system had worked flawlessly in two prior trial elections under realistic conditions, said election supervisor Petra Michaelis. An external attack, for example by hackers, could be excluded, however. Since Friday, artists and activists from the collective Staub zu Glitzer, or Dust to Glitter, continue to occupy the Volksbühne at the Rosa-Luxemburg-Platz, and as of yesterday, they have no plans of leaving. The rehearsals for the new piece by director Suzanne Kennedy had to be canceled because of the occupation, and is a major problem as several premieres are planned for November, which also must be rehearsed. Yesterday morning, there was a meeting of the Volksbühne employees and new director Chris Durkon to form a solidarity against the protesters. A spokesperson for the house announced that a conversation between the cultural administration and the Volksbühne team under the direction of Durkon would take place to discuss further actions at the theater. The occupiers described their action as a theater performance, attempting to set a sign against the current cultural and urban development policy of the theater. Chris Durkon, the successor of last director Frank Kastorf, and the longtime staff of the Volksbühne have been disputing over the future orientation for months. BVG customers will be able to buy tickets quicker with limited machine contact by the end of the year. Yesterday, the BVG reported that machines will be fitted with new card readers, that for payment, it is sufficient to hold the ETC or credit cards less than 4 centimeters from the reader. No PIN number necessary. If you want to use the technology, however, you'll need a card with a corresponding chip, recognized by a printed wave resembling a Wi-Fi symbol. Some BVG machines already accept contactless payment, including Alexanderplatz, Eberswalderstraße, and Senefelderplatz. The banks assure that customer data is secure because of encrypted transmissions. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.